Gwendolyn Brooks' writing formed her life, and her force shaped the literary world. She started as a traditionalist, studying the dominant poets who freed her to partake of what Walt Whitman called the great adventure. She was influenced and encouraged by James Weldon Johnson and Langston Hughes. They advised her to study the art, and she dropped herself into the world of letters, as she'd been wanting to do since childhood. She had little in common with T.S. Eliot, E.E. Cummings, and Walt Whitman, but from their styles and others, she learned craft, technique, line length, imagery, tone, and the uses of experimentation. Apprenticing herself to established poets, one would think she would lose herself, but instead she found her own voice in their midst. Her themes were always those of family, poverty, and the hard-earned path. She expressed what she saw lyrically, combining classicism and colloquialism never heard in poetry from a black woman writer in this way. Women are at the center of her literature. And later, she would speculate on what it meant to be black first, a woman next, and a poet third. In truth, all these were parallel in her life and work, with each taking precedent at different times. Through loyalty and devotion to her own people and her own gender, she turned a corner in American letters, but she was always a master of form. Her novel Maud Martha, 1953, is prose, but it's compressed with a specific detail that comes from years of practicing poetic form. Annie Allen, which previously had won a Pulitzer, had remarkable structure and a prose narrative with versatility and invention, but always the social conscience was evident in all that was written, especially when the civil rights struggle began to fill the mind of the nation. It became the strongest focus for Brooks' work. Through her association with black writers who were black nationalists during the 1960s, Brooks entered a political world that altered her artistic consciousness. As she wrote of the broken dreams of black people, some criticized her change in approach and style. Brooks was proud to bring the vernacular to mainstream literature. Originally, she'd wanted to be a journalist. And Brooks, through poetry, saw herself as reporting the news of the people. Through the 70s and 80s, she clarified differences in the white and black cultures. In being free, she felt her language must be free. However, she said, "I want to be direct without sacrificing the kinds of music and picture making I've always been interested in." While Gwendolyn Brooks addressed a society torn apart, she wrote with compassion for all humankind. At the time of her death, she had become a unifying figure in American poetry. I'm Grace Cavalieri.